Let's start with her paper. Let me tell you a little bit about Lisa first. She is a fourth-year medical student at the University of Washington School of Medicine and has done research projects on public health in Uganda, Mexico, and Vietnam. She will be graduating this June and entering a residency program in emergency medicine and hopes to continue international work and research in the future. She's unable to be with us today because she is doing her ophthalmology rotation. These were the co-authors on this paper, which is published in Human Resources for Health. If anybody wants to go find it, that's an online journal that WHO puts out. And also there are copies of this paper down in the International Health booth in the exhibit hall. That's Lisa on the left, and her fellow medical student, Stephen Roper, is on the right. We went to Uganda in 2006 to do a number of projects, and they did this one. She has nothing to disclose. So despite the fact that virtually every country claims to have a nursing shortage, some shortages are certainly more startling than others. And Uganda has 6 nurses for every 100,000 people, while the U.S. has more than 700. That's a significant gap, and yet both claim a shortage. The workload, working conditions, and compensation issues in low-income countries serve as push factors motivating nurses to migrate to richer countries. This is especially true for nurses trained in English-speaking countries like Uganda. There's a growing body of literature on health workforce issues in low-income countries, although since there is more data, there are more data on physicians than nurses, there tends to be more written about doctors. Nurses, however, form the backbone of any healthcare system, certainly in low-income countries. And we were interested to know about the career interests of nurses while still in training. We wanted to know what their intentions were, their inclinations, what was motivating them, and where they hoped to practice when they graduated. So these two medical students from the University of Washington came to Kampala, Uganda in the summer of 2006 and worked with faculty at both Makerere University and Aga Khan University to survey nursing students. Makerere is the big public university there. Its nursing school is actually part of the medical school. Aga Khan is a private philanthropic nursing school sponsored by the Aga Khan Foundation in Pakistan. We systematically surveyed all available students in their classrooms and also conducted 2 focus groups at one of the schools. The questionnaire, which we can make available on request if you're interested, it would be, I think, kind of interesting and fun to replicate this study in other countries. So if you want the survey, we would be happy to share it with you. I also know of a student in New York who's planning to use portions of this survey in Nepal this spring. So we measured how students view Uganda and what sorts of practice settings they would prefer for their career. We wanted to know if they intended to practice in a rural or urban setting and whether they intended to stay in Uganda or migrate to another African country or even to the US or the UK. We collected 158 questionnaires. The majority, 60%, were from Aga Khan. Most respondents were female, 82%, with an average age of 32. This is probably older than the average age of a nursing student in the US. Most, 57%, were working towards their diplomas, while 1/4 were earning their bachelor's degree. 1/3 were in their first year of training. The rest were further along. We attempted to quantify students' views on safety in Uganda and financial compensation for nurses, how they perceived working conditions in Uganda compared to abroad, and where they intended to work in the future. Finally, we looked at the qualities that were associated with certain student profiles, i.e. those wanting to go into urban versus rural practice. And lastly, we integrated these findings into a conceptual structure. Healthcare workers in developing countries are often dissatisfied with factors such as country stability and financial compensation. In this study, 30%, about a third, of nursing students thought that Uganda had been a stable country over the last 5 years. A third thought Uganda had been stable in the last 5 years, which is kind of remarkable since Uganda is one of the more stable sub-Saharan countries, in actual fact. Over 60% would like to emigrate to a more stable country. 39% thought it safe to work in urban areas, while only 19% thought it was safe to work in rural areas. 19%. Financial satisfaction was thought to be highest in the U.S. or Canada, followed by Europe. Only 5%, that's almost nobody, thought that working in Uganda would bring financial satisfaction. We also measured students' views of their profession and sense of duty owed to their country for a subsidized education. A large majority, 88%, believed they were role models, and another large majority, 70%, thought a nurse should stay and work in Uganda if their education was paid for by the government. So should and will and want to, though, are different factors. So when comparing working conditions between Uganda and abroad, respondents were twice as likely to say they would find job satisfaction with a nursing job abroad than with a job in Uganda. And similarly, respondents were twice as likely to say they could provide better for their families with a job abroad than a job at home. Twice as likely. Better job opportunities were viewed to be available abroad than at home. Family and social support were viewed as equally likely abroad or at home. And I think that's actually quite remarkable. If you think, if family support isn't really holding you back, then what would be in this scenario? So we asked whether students, we asked where they would prefer to work and how likely it was they would emigrate within 5 years. 70% said they would like to work outside Uganda. Most said they hope to return to Uganda at some point in their careers. So I think people are viewing these borders as rather porous, and they intend to come and go. Again, they may be fairly naive about the actual prospects for migration. Most said they'd like to work in an urban practice rather than a rural one. This is true the world over of health professionals. We have found this in the U.S. as well. Most would also prefer the public sector to the private one. I think that's a little bit unusual in Uganda compared to some other places. In Uganda, the public sector is viewed as having more stable job prospects with a retirement plan, whereas the private sector, which is dominated by the religious bureaus, mostly Catholic, are not viewed as having as much job stability or retirement benefit. In focus groups, the students felt that nurses were less respected by patients and staff when working at private institutions. On where they would be in 5 years after completing their nursing education, the majority thought it was likely they'd be working in the U.S. or the U.K., about half. One in four said they'd likely be in a different African country, and only 8% said it was unlikely they'd ever leave Uganda within 5 years of completing their training. 8%. Lisa did some characterization of respondents by where they would prefer to work and created these profiles. So she did one for urban inclined and then another one for private versus public practice. There's a lot of details here, and I encourage you to read the paper if you'd like to. But suffice it to say that from a policy point of view, I think it's in the interests of ministries of health to try to figure this out. What are the likely predictors of whether somebody is interested in working for the public sector and interested in going to a rural place? And that being able to map out these characteristics can help make some decisions about who will get scholarships, how we're going to direct our health professional training, and that sort of thing. So this is the urban inclined profile. This is the private practice profile. Again, it's in the paper if you're deeply interested. And then Lisa created this concept map, which summarizes the various associations of the personal characteristics based on practice setting preferences. Those wanting to work in rural areas wouldn't emigrate for any reason, but again, remember, the number interested in working in rural areas was small. Those wanting to work in private practice or abroad would emigrate for all of these reasons. In addition, those wanting to work abroad had no interest in working in a rural area. So these things are highly correlated with each other. So in summary, students were most dissatisfied with remuneration, only 5% of those surveyed believing that pay in Uganda was financially satisfying. Students thought it was that they were twice as likely to experience job satisfaction and be able to provide for their families abroad compared to being in Uganda. We found correlations of practice location preference with personality factors, demographics, and personal opinions. Therefore, it may be possible for nursing schools to more heavily recruit students with a dedication for rural or public practice, as these students were less likely to express a desire to emigrate and demonstrated a higher sense of loyalty to their country. Not only would the country theoretically be able to retain more nurses, they would also be getting more nurses in rural areas. In addition, government subsidy of nursing education could be directed toward these students instead of towards students who are likely to emigrate. Lastly, it was interesting that we found that the U.S. was preferred over the U.K. as a destination, possibly marking a change in the traditional trajectory of most migrants from Uganda, which historically have been to the U.K. And this challenges, we believe, the U.S., our country, to evaluate its nursing workforce recruitment policies with a goal to become self-sustaining in our nursing supply production. Okay, there were a number of people who were very helpful in this project, including the faculty and students at McCrary and Aga Khan. Lisa and Stephen worked with a couple of medical students at McCrary to conduct this study in terms of the logistics, Elijah and Beatrice. And they were also supported by the Ministry of Health's Workforce Advisory Board, which provided some guidance on this paper. Okay, thank you very much. And this is the survey instrument, which, as I said, was available. Okay. So our next presenter, okay, now the mouse died.